6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The COVID-19 numbers are mixed as the state moves into a critical month in its pandemic response. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
According to the health department, the reported seven-day positivity rate dropped Monday for the first time in a week, but just a bit, to 7.62%. At the same time, hospitalizations for confirmed cases of COVID-19 went up a little for the first time after almost a week of declines, going to 924 Monday, well below what it was a month ago. With schools and indoor dining starting to reopen, and a more contagious variant in the state, Colorado is entering a key but uncertain phase of the pandemic. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's business leaders are hopeful a COVID vaccine will boost sales and profits later in the year, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
A new survey from CU's business school says business leaders are relatively pessimistic about near-term prospects, but more hopeful about the second quarter of the year. One-third of respondents cite the COVID-19 vaccine as the main driver for their outlook. Just over 36% of respondents reported a decline in productivity since March. The remainder saw an increase in productivity or no change at all. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Republicans plan to object to the Electoral College count during a joint session of Congress Wednesday. Colorado Democrat Michael Bennett says that sends a terrible message.
Certain senators and certain representatives, against the clear evidence of an election that Joe Biden won, are trying to disturb the results of the various states. It's an outrage. It shouldn't happen.
Colorado Representatives Lauren Boebert and Doug Lamborn both plan to object. Congressman Ken Buck criticized the attempt by his fellow Republicans to overturn the election results. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.